Welcome to episode 81 of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
We nice. Totally missed the opportunity to talk about Ultraman 80.
Can I talk about the
and
thing?
And I think we're better off.
Can I talk about the thing I wanted to talk about? Oh wait, Paul's not here. Fuck.
Yeah. He'll be here eventually.
Ooh, tension.
What does Lane want to say to Paul? Find out next time
on Dragon Ball GT.
I was pointing at Gar so he wouldn't do it, and you fucks did it instead.
I said GT, not Z.
I don't care.
That makes it worse.
Just cue your roll call.
We're live. Kaigan.
Watching all the anime. Redcaster. Show Raven.
Equipment Wheeler, Blue Caster, Vegeta's Azeel,
Loyal and Loud, Pink Caster, Light Red,
Explorer from the Unknown, Yellow Caster, Auto Gar,
Trauma Inducer, North Caster, Saga.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Otsukare!
All right, so very interesting episodes of both shows this week, actually.
Yes, very much so.
All right. I'm just going to say this right now. This week's episode of Ghost, it was just... Ooh, Takaru's depressed.
Well, yeah.
Done.
You know, ass kicked by Captain Sirius.
And he learned that he has to believe in himself. You know, that thing he's been doing the entire time and it hasn't been working out for him.
Wait. But I thought
but he hasn't really been believing.
But I thought we learned that you're not supposed to believe in yourself. You're supposed to train.
Yeah, that's what episode one taught us.
One of the highlights for this episode, though, is when he's fighting the Ganma and he's just
which,
like,
by the way, is fucking Mozart.
No. I love though that he's like, I gotta beat him before he shows up. Takaru! God damn it! Fuck!
You know, Lane, I was gonna say though, I think he's got a decent reason to be depressed. I'm fucking dead!
Yeah, that's kind of a thing.
And then the guy who apparently, like, loves Beethoven, he's just like, the Gamma keeps fucking telling him, oh, you don't respect your masterpieces unless you're dead, and he's like, you're right!
I have to kill myself!
Let's keep in mind that obviously the monsters are, like, hypnotizing them.
Jedi mind tricks.
They're glowing with evil power. Clearly they're not in their own minds.
Also, I really...
This is like the third, fourth time in a row this has happened. And again, the problem is solved with man hugs.
And
No, the ghost
no,
hug.
No.
Christian side hug.
That is true.
This is now Kamen Rider Doug Hug'em.
No, I liked this Ganma this week because he kind of reminded me of, like, the book Ganma because he was all kind of, like, kooky and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but I
like
that
he
muted everything.
Oh, yeah! That was an amazing scene!
That was the highlight of the episode, seeing, like, just they, like, mute all the sound and, like,
just
not so easy to fight when you can't fucking hear, is it?
Just Onari's fucking face when he's, like, when he's, like, using the fucking the vacuum, he's just like,
Shiranui.
You just don't hear anything.
I like that we, like, this silent moment included the henshin, so we just see him henshining
and nothing. You hear nothing. It was
just
cool.
The monster talking.
It was really cool.
Yeah, and you just see, like, even, like, you saw, like, ghosts, like, just head just going, like, like, and you don't even hear him.
Also,
like,
I wanted to point out that when he's fighting the Mozart Ganma and then Spectre jumps in, that's the fight we first saw the spy shots of forever ago.
Yep.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, back when we thought that was the Beethoven Ganma.
Yeah.
We were wrong.
We weren't too far off.
Mozart,
it's the Beethoven episode.
Two very different fucking things!
Alright.
Just how the episode started.
Oh, yeah. I was about to go into that. I'm not usually a huge fan of Sage's costumes, but he actually looked pretty awesome in the Beethoven costume.
Yeah, that was neat.
I liked it.
This episode did teach me one thing.
What did it teach you?
I did not know Beethoven was German.
Oh, I knew
Ludwig von Beethoven?
All I knew was...
No, I thought he was Korean.
I never...
No, it's Ludwig von Beethoven!
No, I never knew his first, like, his actual first name. I didn't know he was German.
It was Frank.
I thought...
It was Gar.
Well, now you know what Ludwig the Koopa is based off of.
Yeah, literally.
Welcome to Earth. Yeah. I'll be your guide.
No, welcome to Earth.
I'll be your travel guide!
No, I thought... Beethoven was, like, English or something.
Not even.
Well, no, he's German.
Wasn't Mozart also
did
German?
Did you seriously just do
Mozart,
that?
Mozart. Yeah. Mozart was awesome.
But the record show that Gar just did the Heil motion. You son of
We've
a bitch.
We've all done it at least once on this podcast.
Okay, that's fine
hey,
then.
Hey, have you met my friend Hitler? He's about this tall and he lived over there.
I love how they did that in Bromo High. Anyways, can we point out Spectre Edison Dimashi?
Gary Oak.
And how the toys lie to us?
Yeah.
Well,
and the TK toys lie to us.
Absolutely. I like it.
No, the form was interesting, although I think that the actual hoodie on Edison is the ugliest thing the show has produced.
You know what? It kind of worked better with the two horns on Spectre, though, I found, because
yeah.
there was like
yeah.
there was more symmetry
yeah.
going
from
on.
From the front, it looks great. I'm just saying, when you look at Edison Dimashi from the side, the hood looks fucking horrid.
Well, yeah. I just like it because it has two antennas and then the two horns.
That's what Sel
he
just
also
said.
Almost had...
That's what I literally just said.
I know.
He almost... Like, was going to attack Akari.
He almost gave Akari the bitch slap with his Gan-Gan hand, which I own now, by the way.
That was cool, though, that he extended it out and, like, fucking tasered Taku out
yeah.
of, like, transforming.
Although, like, I mean, I understand we have a plot we have to keep here, but I was just thinking, like, okay, you don't really need to threaten her with a gun here. I'm pretty sure her grip on this thing isn't that strong. Just, bitch, gimme.
Yeah.
Just
well,
apparently
the reason he didn't do that is, according to... his conversation with his younger sibling trapped
sister.
In the eyeball.
It's sister.
Apparently he
that
already knows Akari.
Consistently blushing.
Yeah, every time it talks. That's creepy.
Yeah.
Super creepy.
Yeah.
It's the most tsundere eyeball of all time.
Oh, can I bring that up
quickly? That thing is not tsundere in the fucking least.
I just all mean right. the fact that it blushes and says...
Completely off topic. Ichi was here when that happened. So, like, recently they made a new update for Halo 5. And I literally... I got a helmet right. that looks like Wagon's head.
Oh god, he did.
Like, it actually has, like, it's like a visor and has, like, a little
he
thing
even,
that you can change the red color.
I even,
and it has a handle in the back of it.
I got him to color it.
Yeah, so I recolored it to look like Wagon. I wish I took a picture.
We can
funny.
Now have Wagon fighting for the defense of the galaxy.
Yep, watch out, everyone. Yeah.
Wagon's on a train.
Actually,
Lane, wasn't there something that you and Saul were going to talk about how,
Oh, with
Bishop guy.
Oh, with creepy teeth dude.
Yeah,
whose name is apparently
yeah.
Chikara.
I was wondering, like, because he handed the music dude or whatever like that.
Yeah.
I can't remember his fucking name because I don't care.
Kosuke.
So, yeah, Kosuke. He handed him like something that was like a Beethoven
sheet music.
And I was like, where is he getting all this shit?
Maybe he owns a museum.
And I said, maybe what they're going to bring into this is, like, time travel or something.
Oh, that'd be neat.
Because, yeah, I remember, like, we asked, like, oh, where did that scientist get the Edison light bulb? He gave him the Edison light bulb.
Guys,
like,
guys, what if Sage is all these, got all these, like, historical figures? Like, what if he is Beethoven?
What if he is God?
What if he is a horse dick?
See, the one thing that sort of fucks over my theory, though, about them time traveling... is when you see
the sheet music,
it looks aged. It looks
yeah.
like... So that's a huge hole in my theory, but eh.
When did Beethoven die?
Like 1600?
Like
someone
16,
Google
something.
It on your phone.
I will
machines.
Do it right now.
Can we talk about Beethoven form now?
Yes, we can.
It's gorgeous, and its chime is perfect. It's
fucking awesome.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
Chokumei unmei. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
It's perfect!
I laughed my ass off when, like, on, like, the parts and sides of his coat, he just fucking,
he
like...
He starts playing himself?
Yeah.
Although,
and he says Fantissimo at one point.
And forte.
Like,
me and
yeah.
Lane, though, being immature assholes that we are, kept going, I invented the piano key necktie! I did that! I
feel like I'm on crazy pills!
No, Spectre was gonna take it for himself, and then he was like,
I'm like, this is a little early for Spectre to start showing his humane side, but okay.
There was a joke that Sel brought up. It's like, man, how tall are these buildings?
Yeah.
We're like, basically, they were on one building, and then Spectre's on top of them.
Yeah.
Okay, here. All right. Beethoven is a 1992 family comedy film starring a large dog. Oh, wait.
Damn it!
I knew
yeah!
Wrong Beethoven.
I know about that.
Okay, sorry. Ludwig von Beethoven was... Oh, we actually don't even know when he was born. We only know when he was baptized.
Really?
1770. He died March 26, 1827.
Okay. Yeah. Then at Dench.
Wow, he was around the
56.
He was around the 1800s?
Yeah, he was actually he's an older guy for that time.
Wait, if we know what age he was when he died, then you can extrapolate when he was born.
Yeah, but we don't know these actual birth dates.
Like, the exact
you can generalize.
Like, he probably was... all we know is he was baptized on this day. We can assume within a couple months, but you never know.
Well, back then you can pretty much assume that was within a couple days.
Maybe.
Because babies died really suddenly back then.
Wow. Yeah, babies died at baptism. No.
Well, I mean, they shouldn't have held the babies underwater. That's all I'm saying.
Well, not bullshit, because...
Life begins at baptism?
Because medicine wasn't as good as it is nowadays, babies did just pass away.
That is true.
And so the heavily Christian population like to baptize their kids to make sure the baby went to heaven instead of, hell because of
parents. Okay, thank you, Grandpa Raven.
We'll leave the baby talk for later. For
I also liked the fact that for the
Sorry.
Go ahead,
I just wanted to say, too. No, Raven, you're right. The medicine wasn't that good. That's why he lost his hearing. He had syphilis.
Syphilis?
Sorry.
Continue. I also like that when, the people who are, being influenced by the Ganma, they don't see them. They just hear their voice, so they think it's, a voice in the back of their head or something telling them. So, at one point, Takaru and, Akari and his sister were all, telling him, no, live slow. And he's like, yeah, maybe you're right. And then literally Ganma's like, no, die. Everyone will remember you if you die. And he's like, yeah, you're right. If I just die, everyone will remember me. And it's like, oh my god, this guy's fucking stupid.
Oh, fuck. I can't remember the sage guy. Not
he,
sage.
He came,
Senin.
No, the priest guy.
Oh, Chikara?
Oh, yeah, crazy too soon.
Speaking of him wanting to kill himself, if everyone remembers him, has anyone seen Heathers?
No.
Watch fucking movies!
No!
I watch movies, I just don't watch weird ones like you and Paul.
Actually, here's the thing. Heathers isn't a... and I take that with pride, thank you. Heathers actually is a popular movie from the 80s. Christian Slater. Winona Ryder. It's basically, before it became sad, killing kids in high school.
There was a time when that was okay?
Yeah, I mean, they made a comedy about it.
What happened? He died.
You can't speak that you don't watch weird movies. You watch Caligula.
I think...
With Paul.
Okay. Under protest.
No. If you hang out in this house, you have to watch Caligula with Paul.
Because he leaves the DVD.
I'd like to point out that I have so far managed to avoid that.
You need to watch it.
You were in half sight.
Not
range.
Showing him Malcolm McDowell fisting a dude with lard.
That was improv.
Not that. The power was improv.
I know.
We just killed Ichi.
Oh, so people just broke out in a random fisting between tanks?
No, a couple got married and he literally decided to take both their virginities.
So he fisted the groom, and then in a moment of the greatest thinking ever to pass this planet, Malcolm McDowell, who at this point was wearing a crown of flowers, plucked one from his head and placed it tenderly in the man's ass.
After filling it with lard.
Okay, no more.
And then he fucked a horse later.
No, stop.
Okay, anyways.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You want to talk about urinating on corpse as well.
So Beethoven Dimashi was cool, right? Except we didn't get to see his Hisats.
Yeah.
Because the stupid fucker, for plot reasons, had to switch to Musashi.
No. Blame Akari for it. Because Akari threw in the Musashi and was like,
I was gonna say, what the fuck? I mean, I guess we haven't seen Musashi in a while, but, come on, I wanna see how this guy brings down the house!
Probably a.
I wanna see him play the final measure!
No, I think I got it. I think it's. Dun, 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 but basically, it's like Sugozu's attack, or Sugozo from Oz, where it's like, it crushes the person to the ground. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah, cool. But isn't the Newton power kind of like that? What it does?
Yeah, it repels and attracts.
So
it's like
I'm gonna say it's like just a giant sound wave, like, or it's gonna sound
like
his
regular attacks
are
like shooting magical music.
Yeah, or it's gonna
wait,
it's gonna be like those fucking sonic grenades from Star Wars.
Oh, the seismic charge.
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool?
Just bam.
That'd be cool.
Oh god.
Although I like the fact that he's doing more and more of the double Omegas.
Yeah.
He did Omega Drive on the belt and then Omega Slash with the swords.
Then here's the thing.
And then all he did was stand there and let the monster run into them.
Oh yeah, the counter's at 45 now. 45 days.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're really busted. I feel like, yeah, the halfway point, he's going to bring himself back to life. I kind of like that if they do that, because then it won't be, he's just invincible.
Well, here's the thing.
Imagine if Sage was
We know in the next couple, in at least 10 episodes or so, it's going to devolve into all the icons are available. Now everyone scramble for them. Just like the fight for the medals and
O's. What if just all this in the end is just Sage dicking with them? It's like, oh, I can bring you back to life whenever you want. I just want to have some fun.
Just he's in the room partying with DJ Sagra.
Like, I could totally buy that.
Yeah.
We're dicks.
He seems like the really jokester type or whatever like that. And he'd just be like, oh, no, you know what? Actually, I could bring you back any time. And Taku's like, that's like doing that.
Gar looks like he has an idea.
The conductor.
Gar looks like he just took a shit for the first time.
The conductor. Narutaki. DJ Sagra and Sage all in the bar
playing poker.
Well, that drinking, and one, and they all agree on this. Man, we love dicking around with our heroes.
It's a hell of a poker game.
Okay.
Bing bong, bing bong,
sure.
Bing bong.
Yeah. So
Billy the Kid next week.
Great episode. Yeah, Billy the Kid next week, and it looks
cute.
As of right now, Benkei is still my favorite form, but it hasn't shown up.
Even though it's not going to be in the show.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
in December.
The article we read said it was going to be Gon Rising exclusive.
No,
that's EQ. I had that argument with him earlier.
Oh, okay.
No, more or less.
That's fine. I'm fine.
Like, more or less, it's happening in December, so we won't get magazine scans for it till like.
It makes sense that it actually is in the show because the fucking Spider Lantern is being released.
Calling
all spider
lanterns. I forgot about the spider lantern and turns into a fucking hammer.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Way to ruin the joke.
Ninjas?
I was going to say something. No, not ninjas yet.
Can we talk more about Heathers?
No.
Can we talk about a great movie?
No.
Let's talk about a movie that took high school killings in a comedic way.
No.
You know, before it got sad.
Nope.
Come on!
I'm here to chew bubblegum and kill
ninjas,
high school students.
Go!
I'm gonna watch that movie.
Heathers?
No.
They live? Yes. Must watch it.
I want to see it!
Fuck Tokusatsu! Everyone go watch They Live!
Fuck you! Ninjas!
They Live features Rowdy Roddy fucking Piper
and Keith David! Is that supposed to make me care? Because I don't care!
Keith David! I know who Keith David is!
Oh, no. Just watch it. If for nothing else than just the last shot of the entire movie.
Yeah!
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
What?
Let's just watch the Ichi episode in Ninja now.
This is the greatest thing.
Right. RPG Ninjas?
RPG Ninjas!
RPG Ninjas. Shuriken Sentai!
So, fun fact we learned at the start of the episode, apparently Nagi's last name is Matsuo.
Oh. No! The more important matters. Yoshitaka can make a game!
No, he made a fucking game!
Lane,
before you bring
Ishitaka
that up...
Yoshitaka Games. He has his own company.
Okay, before
God
we bring up that...
Which explains why he has money.
What Ichi just brought up about how we learned about Nagi's name, then that means we can confirm... He's related by his mother. His mother probably got married and switched his last name.
That's all very interesting, and I can't think of anything else to lie
about.
Way
too much into that.
I don't go into... Am I the only one that actually wants to figure out how these guys are all cousins?
No.
Yes.
We know how they're all cousins, because they said they're cousins!
I want to know what Yakumo's last name is now that we're talking about that, actually.
His last name is Cloud.
Actually, yeah, they said... No, this is...
Nickname. I know, I'm fucking with you.
No,
shit.
His name was Yakumo.
Apparently not only does The Last Ninja let you be a fucking awesome ninja, it also apparently makes you a game developer.
I feel like they probably said their last names in the first line, just the generic hero class. Yeah.
Takaharu stopped being the protagonist a long time ago.
Takaharu was never the protagonist.
You know what I was hoping they would do? I knew they wouldn't, just because, I was hoping they would, like, go into, like, a community-style episode where they actually are in a video game.
Well, that's kind of what they're
No. But, like, remember in Community when they went into a game?
Yeah.
It's actual video game animation graphics.
I see what you mean.
But you know what? The best part of it was, like, when they got into encounters.
Yeah.
And the mooks are just, like, doing that thing where they're, like...
Where they're in, like battle stance and there's, like, a message box underneath.
They're just, like, up and down.
Yep.
And I agree with Cell when we were watching this. This has to be adapted into Power Rangers when they do it.
Fuck yeah.
And make it written so it's so corny, it's like Mighty Morphin corny. It'd be freaking hilarious.
But yeah, so Nagi is the ninja, Takaharu is the hero, Yakumo is, of course, the wizard.
The wizard.
Because sexist, Kasumi's the frickin' priestess.
Sexy ass.
Fuka is the elven archer, and Kinji is a warrior. And I don't remember the specifics, but apparently some people pointed out that a lot of the props that they're using in these costumes are repurposed, recycled props from old toku shows.
Oh, that's cool.
I'll have to go back and look, but damn, that costume.
Okay.
You're like Fuka.
Fuck Fuka, man. I want to mature.
Yes, that. I'd love to fuck Fuka. She's
Fuka.
She's a youngin. So. Not going the fucking Mizzle route again. That's a story for another
time. That's a story we've talked about on Cast Ranger forever.
But it's fine for Gar, because they're the same age.
Ew, no. I have Cosmere.
What makes me happy now... No, what makes me happy, though, is that it's been 4 years since Forze was a thing, Yuki, his actor, is more than old enough now, so...
4 years since Forze, and we still haven't heard the last
of it. I've waited for you, my love!
4 score and Forze years ago.
1 more year God until damn. He comes back and explains how he gets his Forze driver back. How they all took turns.
Yeah, they show respect to a lot of RPG tropes. The fact that only 4 of you can fight. Status effects.
Kenji looked so upset, because he's just like, Fuka has been poisoned.
Yeah, Kenji never actually did anything.
I almost wonder if this was intentional, but did you notice like how, like, when they were in the cart, right? They had that sort of, like, bored look on their faces, right? Almost like, I'll use... pre-Wii Smash Brothers as an example, when only 4 people could play, but the other people there were just waiting like this.
Is it my turn? No.
I almost wonder if that's what that was.
When 8-player Smash is, like, so...
A godsend?
But Nagi kept saying, like, oh, next time I'll get him, which is practically me when I play video games. Next time I'll win.
Yeah.
Next time
so
on
monster...
Dragon Ball Z.
No!
Sorry.
Shut up!
Inspector Gadget.
So the monsters start, like, applying status effects to them. Takaharu gets turned into a Pima again and starts fucking around. Yakumo gets his MP sapped. Fuka gets poisoned. Kasumi gets paralyzed.
Then they get all put in coffins!
Kinji gets trapped in a haze. And then, if you had any shrivel of doubt left that this wasn't a direct reference to Dragon Quest, then 3 of the ninjas get defeated and are trapped in coffins with their faces on it.
I'm sorry, what they did with Yakumo where it's, like, 0 P left?
Yeah, it
brought me back to Pokemon days when I was fighting in the Bellsprout Tower and I ran out of all Ps. It's like, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Bring PP up.
Really?
How?
Or ether.
Drink a lot.
Or great ether.
Speaking of which, I need to go pee.
So, that one scene where Nagi gets the End Shuriken's, like, usable battle form... I just want to point out that that's the same area from the climax of the O's Wonderful movie and of Ghost Episode 2, where he got the Iguana Striker.
To quote Staples, that was easy.
That was easy.
Yeah.
Very
but
unceremonious is the word.
But then it got taken away from them, which I was really happy for, because I'm like,
you know
no.
They'll bring it back, because
oh,
the
yeah,
end
yeah.
Shuriken has, like... You heard Nagi do Kirameki Isen, and obviously Kirameki is a play on his catchphrase, Kirameki no Nagi, which means all of the other ninjas were going
to
turn with
it. I was just like, I'm just expecting the End Shuriken, though, at that after they were done, to go, I must go now.
My planet needs me.
I'm glad we saw the return of Superstar Ninja as well.
You mean for like a second?
No, he was in it the entire time.
He turned
got
into
his ass whooped.
He turned into it to try and like cure the status effect, and it didn't work.
And then that's it.
That was great.
No morphs allowed.
The best part of the whole episode, by far, is at the end, where they're like, so Nagi, you got a chance to use the N-Shuriken. What was it like? And he turns to Takaharu and he's like, you'll find out when you make Last Ninja. Oh! Beep, 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 beep,
Takaharu, when you've been with a woman like I have, I mean when you've used the N-Shuriken, you'll know.
The greatest thing about this episode, it ends off on the biggest cliffhanger. Where Kenji just walks off, and it's like, where the fuck is he going?
Where is Kenji going?
And they never actually...
I thought we already had his arc.
Right?
And they never actually explain it. He just vanishes.
He just goes across a bridge that I'm
Maybe
sure has been
Maybe he still has his yokai powers. He's Maybe. Just ashamed of
no,
it.
No, it's just... What's going on? Maybe they're going to talk about the N-Shuriken. Maybe he knows where the N-Shuriken is.
Find out next time on Dragon Ball!
Shut up. That's my catchphrase, shut up.
So, I said Dragon Ball, not Dragon Ball Z.
Shut up.
So it looks like next week's episode is also going to be an episode for me because it features Yakumo's magic professor from England who is apparently fucking Tsubasa from the Magi Rangers!
I know.
That's how he's cameoing!
Amazing! It is an amazing
Apparently, Tsubasa's been his professor the whole time!
That explains why he's been a dick to the rest of them.
I thought Tsubasa went to be a boxer or something.
And then he opened a magic school
in England, apparently.
No, he retired from that after Bokenger versus Super Sentai.
Okay. Also, Out Ninja chose that happens.
Which, I'm from the preview, it actually looked pretty cool.
I still don't like the blue and red. I talked about that.
Can we have a Kasumi Shozetsu?
That's what should happen, because pink and red will probably look good together.
Yeah. Anyways, no Fuka.
Fuck you.
No Fuka.
I want to see Sharon.
If Fuka ever gets the Shozetsu part, I'm not in that episode. I will literally skip that episode. If I ever binge watch Ninja, I'm skipping that episode.
Oh my god, alright. Jesus Christ.
I hate Fuka.
Why do you hate her so much?
She's an annoying bitch.
She's not a bitch.
She's an annoying bitch.
So should we just ignore you from now on?
Yes.
Oh, the sass.
Ow, that hurt my shin. Speaking of which...
Really? That's your segue?
Yeah.
Did you have one?
No.
He hurt his shin, it is!
Featured topic.
Lane?
Yep?
I want to take his face off.
You want to take his face off.
Off.
Face.
Off.
Face. Off.
Yes.
Okay. That's what someone did.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
Oh my god, we finally watched Kamen Rider Shin.
Shin Kamen Rider.
Prologue.
I don't care.
Wait, does this mean we have...
The prologue.
Wait, does this...
Can we just say...
I want to say one thing. So, this was made by... Ishinomori himself, right?
Yeah, he was in it.
This is his second attempt to make something.
Was he the writer and director?
No, he was just the writer.
Okay, but he was heavily involved, right?
Yes.
He was also in it as that creepy, weird hair.
Okay, I found a direct quote from the man, and after hearing this quote, it explains so much.
Oh god, I'm afraid.
Whether the Kamen Rider or the Skull Man, I want to draw a manga to frighten the children.
Ah!
That's Ishinomori.
How much does that clear up about this?
Actually,
like I said while we were watching...
Have you read Skull Man?
Have you read any of his other work?
It's fucked.
He held a Guinness World Record for having like the longest amount of manga pages, like 120,000
like
pages.
Most Ishinomori does hold the record,
like
you were saying.
Like I said while we were watching... Ishinomori was the worst thing to happen to his own franchise.
Yeah.
Much like who
George
else?
George Lucas. We drew an interesting parallel.
You know, it's like poetry. Like,
it rhymes.
Which means, of course, now we need Kamen Rider Ichigo Special Edition.
Wait, okay, first off, two things.
You mean Skull Man?
Kamen Rider the First, actually.
Okay, is it just me, or is going back, does Ishinomori look like Beethoven?
A little bit.
Oh, trust me, he looked a lot cooler back in the day.
He also looks like that woman who played the bartender in Cheers, whose name escapes me.
Oh, by the way, here, Shinomori's work was posthumously awarded the Guinness World Record for the most comics published by one author, totaling over 128,000 pages.
Jesus.
That's his record.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
Okay. So, I was actually very looking forward to seeing this movie, because I always heard that it was very... It was the Tim Burton Kamen Rider movie. Yeah. It was different from any other Kamen Rider series before.
That is accurate.
It's very violent, very gory, which I'm okay. Ichi, not so much,
And you mentioned this is the only, like, organic rider?
No.
Well, it was the first.
Well, the first. Gills is kind of the second.
That's what I meant, the first.
Yeah.
Only at the time.
Because, like, he doesn't use a belt. Like, he just...
He doesn't even have a belt in his form.
He's not a cyborg.
He's not a cyborg, no.
Well, I don't know.
He's classified as a mutant because they modify his DNA.
Black? No.
Has anyone here seen Black?
Paul.
I watched three episodes.
In its entirety.
We watched three episodes of Black.
But more or less, is Black... No, Black's a mutant.
Black's a cyborg.
He's not, he's not a cyborg.
Oh, well.
He basically, when he first transformed, he turned into like a mutant grasshopper, and then he was able to control the power. Hence why with the black suit, it looks like something's like creeping out of the suit.
This fucking movie, man, it had a fetish for grasshoppers.
Yeah, like the scientist, whatever, who like wants to do this experiment, or whatever. He's like talking to Shin, or whatever, who's the main character. His name is Shin. Huh, that's funny. He's just like, yeah. Did you know that grasshoppers were once the defenders of humanity? And I was like,
someone
wants
bee fighter.
Don't say.
To which I would have replied to him. I'm sorry, I blacked out for a second. Are you on Thorazine? What the hell?
No, I would make the joke, well, someone's been binge-watching B-Fighter, but then I remembered B-Fighter didn't come out.
What year was this, 91?
92.
No,
it's 91. No, 1992. It came out the same year as Kyoryu Sentai Zyu Ninja.
We're talking about Shin, right? Not B-Fighter?
Shin.
Okay.
B-Fighter came out in, like, 96.
Lane's gonna look it up. Okay, so what was the,
It was celebrated as the 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
30th. What was the background of this movie? Like, it was meant to be the the prologue to a TV series?
Yeah.
Or at least another movie.
Yeah, and then what happened was...
It bombed.
It
hard.
Well, let's see here.
It became such a joke that during the net movies, there was one episode where Shin campaigned the director to make more Shin movies.
You know, it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad because, like, you know, you want to be able to say, like, oh, you know, did you know there was a this movie written by Shinomori? It was gonna be this huge thing, but the studio, man, they shut him down. They didn't believe in him. But he's the creator of Kamen Rider. How could he have been wrong? Then you watch the movie.
Wow, thanks, Hyde.
I'm surprised they still promote Shin in like all the Rider gatherings because like this movie was dark and violent, and there was nudity in it.
But he still
qualified as a quote unquote Kamen Rider, even though a lot of us agree he is the Gaiva.
This was like watching the Gyver again, like, except not as funny. Mark
Hamill.
But the main three characters of this movie were Shin Kazumatsuri, his father, Daimon Kazumatsuri, and then Ayasuka, who was, like, pretty much his love interest.
The love interest.
And the...
They swam naked in a pool together and apparently had sex!
Oh, no, let's not
You ain't had sex till you've had pool sex.
Oh, do you want to also tell us something that happened during that scene?
Oh, yeah, you guys completely missed the Shotaro Ishinomori cameo.
No, we saw it.
No, you guys didn't know about it.
Let's talk about the cameo for a second. It's about 2 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's just watching the science happen.
He's there. He has the weird hair.
He comes in.
And
he watches the science happen.
And it was a scene reminiscent of like Captain America. And we're just waiting for a guy to go, "Hi, I'm Hitler," and shoot someone.
Well, yeah, I wanted to psych Hitler so badly.
One thing though is this isn't the first time he cameoed in a Kamen Rider.
Well, I'm sure.
But basically, the one that I know of, in the second Kamen Rider Black film, he plays. A loony bin stuck on an island.
Okay.
You know, wouldn't that have been hilarious if, like, Ishinomori was, like, the Stan Lee of the 80s? He just appeared in every movie just as, like, a two
That would have been
role.
Neat.
I thought he was going to be taller.
Anyways, later in the movie, there's a scene where, like, Shin's like, you know, he's upset because he feels like he's been killing people because he's been having all these, like, dreams of stuff and, like, remembering that he's, like, been killing all these people, which he wasn't because there was another guy who was also, like, one like him.
The scientist, yeah. Onizuka, was also one of the mutants.
Yes, and they have, like, they share their minds and pain and memories and all that shit. Because apparently grasshoppers or something can do that? I don't know.
Although I did like the scenes of, like, you know, the POV shots of him killing people. Because those were at least creative.
Yeah, especially where he, like, jumped up.
Oh, yeah, when he, like, jumps up in the air and the camera, like, pans from the ground into the air. Like, that was a really cool effect. Lots of blood, too. Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
Again, this is, like, sorry, this movie doesn't remind me of Guyver so much as Guyver Dark Hero.
Yeah.
Especially the way the camera will look too.
There's some really cool shots. Like there's like the one scene where like the evil chief head of the experiment or whatever like that.
Yeah.
He has like a cigar and then he does this really cool like panning side shot over towards him while he's like smoking a cigarette.
I like the fact that there are at least two, possibly three shots where he's just creepily standing on the opposite side of a door peering in the window.
Yeah! anyways, so...
I said...
Hello?
Oh my god, another connection to Guyver, the creepy guy, the CEO of Kronos.
But,
You mean Balthus?
No.
Yes.
Hey, so there is literally a scene where, like, I and Shin decide, hey, let's go swim naked in a pool.
Which is fun.
And then they end up laying on this, like, pool floaty in the middle of the pool. And then we hear a knock on the door, and, like, Raven, thinking it's, like, one of our other friends, is just like, oh, go in, we're fapping or something. And then it's Ichi's mother.
It's Ichi's mother.
In walks my mother.
Hey,
While we're watching the one scene in this movie
the
that has nudity.
Nudity scene, and just...
Son, are you in there?
Especially hilarious.
Are you decent?
Especially hilarious because you don't live with her anymore.
Yeah.
She just showed up at your house.
She lives an hour out of town and just happened to show up.
She showed up at your house.
A giant bag of munchies.
No, literally.
It was amazing.
I couldn't write shit that funny.
Here's the bag!
Yeah, we stole the bag.
It's so big.
It's heavy. My heavy sack.
I somewhat want to talk about, like, Shin's quote-unquote, arch-rival in the film.
Oh, you mean No-Brows?
Mr. No-Brows?
Yeah. Are you talking about Yuki or Reggie?
No-Brows.
No,
Reggie.
No.
Yeah, Reggie.
Okay,
no-brows.
First
I called this robot rival dude Reggie because he reminds me of Reggie Fils-Aimé.
All right, but
so
first,
creepy.
His name is not No-Brows. His name is Goshi-sama.
Okay.
And where... Yeah, it was cool how he fought, like, a cyborg because he was
that one.
You remember how Cell and Lane made that face-off reference? That dude is why. He literally rips his face off and turns into a fucking robot.
He puts his hand in front of his face and he's just joking, like, face off. Just literally
and then
oh,
he actually pulls it off and I'm like, oh no, I was correct.
The funny thing was, like, again, just because the character has no eyebrows. Now, here's the thing about it. Okay, maybe because he's a robot or a cyborg, whatever, maybe that's why, like, he can't have hair, but he does have hair. So, they just decided, let's shave this dude's eyebrows off. That's it. That's the twist.
I guess they figured if he didn't have hair, he'd be too conspicuous,
but
if he's got hair but no eyebrows, that's all
that's
the
even more!
That's all the
no,
effort
no,
they
because,
need to put out.
No, because here's the thing. The first time he showed up, I didn't say it out loud, but I'm like, okay, something's different about this guy. Because having no eyebrows, it doesn't jump at you right away. Right?
Oh,
but
it
then,
does.
But then afterwards, I said, guys, it's not just me. He has no eyebrows, right? And we're all just like,
we went
oh,
back
yeah.
and we
You know
checked.
Why we didn't notice? Because we were too busy looking at his constantly shifting eyes. Just
yeah.
like, mm-hmm.
But no, yeah.
I honestly feel like that was, I wonder if that was like behind the scenes where they're just like, okay, listen, you're playing a robot and the idea is because you're a robot, you don't have hair. So you're going to need you to shave your eyebrows off. Oh, okay, I can do that.
Height.
He does it. And they're like, we also need you to shave your head. Not doing that.
Fuck that.
You just shaved your eyebrows.
Yeah, I
see,
like,
that
I
made
like
sense. That made sense to me. No, I'm keeping my hair.
There's also the CIA Japanese lady who spoke English a lot.
English?
Yeah.
Because English. She's in contact with the CIA?
No. I guess the CIA were the villains?
I don't... Fuck me, I don't know.
What's interesting, though, is, like, with other, like, riders, is, like, you know, Hongo, he got transformed into, like, the Kamen Rider, but, you know, he first didn't accept it, but then he's like, no, I can do good with this. Shin did not want this at all. He totally happened to him against his will. You know what's weird? We didn't even see it, like, happen.
At the start of the movie, they had already modified
it. Oh, did they?
No.
The opening scene is him in the hospital.
He didn't know what they were turning him into, though, right?
No,
he just allowed them to do experiments on his
because
body.
It's his father, and
exactly, and he trusted him. So yeah, you're kind of right still. Like, no, he didn't know they were doing that.
Well, the reason why Lane is because like he's not again. This movie is not supposed to be him fighting an evil organization. This film is meant to represent these are the sacrifices / tragedies that happen when I become this.
Yeah.
I will never be normal again.
Oh, no.
Speaking of not normal, can we talk about his suit? Because I want
to...
Before we
talk about his suit, we should talk about his... What I struggle to call a henshin.
Oh, his transformation was...
Okay. Oh, my God.
So actually good. These go hand in hand.
I knew going in that this was going to be a horrifying scene, and Jesus, I was not prepared for how bad it was.
It was so cool.
Yeah.
The special effects in this, while looking a little cheap, and they're very dated, they're so cool, guys. Go watch this movie just for this. Because when he transforms, it's his body is ripping apart.
His eyes go bloodshot red, a little red crystal forms on his forehead.
Again, Guyver.
His fucking... head and body, like, grow and mutate and contort, and it's fucking gross!
It's like the scene from Guyver where Mark Hamill turns into a cockroach.
Except that was fine! This was horrible!
And now you know why the actor never comes back to Henshin again.
Maybe you look like you had something to say.
Not especially. You more or less covered it.
The suit.
Good contribution.
The suit, for what I thought it was cool. It did look organic.
Well, it fits the theme.
It looks like a human grasshopper.
But I will say this. This is definitely like the first suit, and then it got destroyed because with the suit that they use now,
it looks different.
It's different.
They modified it since.
Like, yeah, they
They made it less fucking terrifying.
Well, no, it's more or less shit. Like, I even noticed that around the ending of the film, you could see, like, the suit actually falling apart around the crotch area.
Yeah, that tends to happen in these older movies where, like, they just, like, didn't
I guess he just got too excited while he was fighting.
No, you
could say that the new Shin suit is ugly as Shin.
It's already the title of the episode!
But no, more or less because, like, again, with all the jumping and all, like, the dashing he was doing around it, probably, like, worn.
Well, that's just the thing you see, like, back, like, not that long ago, even the 90s, you look at anything where a suit that had to move around a lot, whether it was, like, a Kamen Rider, a Sentai, or hell, even old Godzilla movies, the suit is visibly falling apart during the production.
Yeah, like, more or less, when I finished Zio... I looked it up on the Ranger Wiki, and I found out that was the last time they used the Rito outfit. I'm like, why? Because apparently the suit got destroyed.
Well, the fact is, the shit's made of foam rubber, and that does deteriorate.
Yeah.
So,
but which
he was nothing but bones by the end of it.
He was a rotting corpse, literally.
But nowadays they can like
they can maintain, reproduce.
Yeah,
exactly.
It was just weird that the CIA lady was like. On his side, not on his side. At one point, he's like, "Oh, I'll help you," and then, "No, we have to kill him. He's too dangerous."
So what you're saying?
He saves her, and she responds by trying to kill him.
What you're saying is, it's that chick from Kamen Rider X.
I never
was it
watched
X
Kamen
or stronger
Rider.
X. Remember,
it was X. Yeah. That one chick,
the evil clone of his girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
Ryoko,
I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You guys are all talking nonsense because I've never seen X.
You should.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, it's
pretty
fantastic.
Great.
X is hilarious and wonderful.
So,
and
Capone.
That's all you need. Go listen to
Starfish Hitler.
Okay, that everyone knows.
Yeah.
Even
go,
if you don't like Kamen Rider.
Go listen to our Cast Ranger episode where we talked about X. Or go watch the episode.
Right.
I'm interning.
So we're still talking about the suit.
Genghis motherfucker.
Okay. Yes, it fits the theme. Yes, it looks like a humanoid grasshopper mutant. It fits that perfectly. I still don't like it. I will say though. Every time they did a close-up of his face and his, like, eyes and mouth pulsated, that was cool. I did, however, every time we got a close-up and his mouth moved, I proceeded to give him a voice of...
Every time we got a close-up of his face, I shat my pants.
Yes, Gar.
Yes.
I just remembered something very hilarious that I did back in grade 10.
Congratulations.
No, more or less... like, I took a screenshot from Bug's Life where it shows all the circus bugs, and then I photoshopped Shin in with them because, he's the freak of the common
Yeah,
that'd be cool. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, like Ichi, it was just so great because I knew it was gonna come because this movie loved repeating its footage.
Yeah,
right. So every time he was in his form and there's a clip of his face, I knew it was coming when his mouth splits open.
Oh god!
And I was watching you more than I was watching the movie at that point. Jesus. I gotta show you Blade 2 sometime.
No.
How about we go watch Krampus together?
No.
It's not a trailer for Krampus.
Let's watch Krampus, Itchy.
No.
Come on.
I thought the action was really good. Like, you know, like the gun fights and stuff like that. That was cool.
The fighting itself was decent. It was early 90s. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't expecting huge. But
very Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Which is funny because the CIA agent lady in certain scenes looked like Sonya Blade.
Now, let's quickly get into the best part of the movie.
I got the best line from the female lady. Goodbye. What? Shin.
Shin, because I'm a city.
I am the Guyver.
Okay.
I am.
Let's get into the best part that I think we all agree was the best part of this movie. The grasshopper baby.
Yes.
Oh,
so, apparently
my God.
They had sex in the pool, and apparently I was is pregnant with a baby that is
baby
half
Shin.
Human, half grasshopper. Like, monster thingy.
To quote American Dad, maybe, baby.
You so actually... The best thing was, like, yeah, like, we find out she's pregnant, and we're like, oh, wow, ew.
I love how we all predicted it. It was like, they were naked in the pool. I wonder if they had sex and maybe they've captured her because she's pregnant.
I said,
oh, but then the creepy dude from the other side of the door is like, we've captured you because you're pregnant and we have to get the baby. And we were all just like, whoa!
But then, like, they show us the baby.
Oh, God!
It's rotating.
It's got a...
It's a fucking Cronenberg creation, literally.
With no umbilical cord, mind you.
Oh, because you know what? Because I'm a fucking, weirdo.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, has anyone else seen The Fly?
A bit of it, yes.
That's got Jeff Goldblum in it.
I haven't seen it, but I know
okay, you
what
know,
it is.
Oh, Jeff, you're not looking so good.
Yeah.
Okay, funny thing. So, in that movie, you know, Jeff Goldblum Fly and Gina Davis, before Jeff Goldblum is Fly, they have sex, and she becomes pregnant, and part of the crutch of the movie is she wants to get an abortion because she has a dream where she gives birth to a giant maggot.
Oh.
It's a thing.
One
of the deleted scenes that was recently recovered from the end of the movie was the alternate ending where she's dreaming again, but this time her baby is a beautiful butterfly. And it looks suspiciously like this. Like, it's a baby with butterfly wings.
Yeah, because it's like baby.
I would find a picture.
No.
Baby looks really creepy, and it has, like, grasshopper wings on the back, and then, like, later on, just
got
like
the big eyes.
Does, like, a close up of its face.
And the best part,
grasshoppers don't have wings.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Do they not?
They do.
Sorry,
they
I'm
do.
Thinking of praying mantis.
Praying mantises also have wings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
but no.
Mantises can fly?
Yes.
Yeah.
But no, we've forgotten the best part about evil grasshopper baby. The fact that every time I got surrounded by CIA agents, it would let out a fucking shockwave!
Yeah! Well,
it would let this giant
from
light
her vagina!
Yeah, just this giant light literally knocks the door open, hits the fucking sheath, and he's like, ugh, what the fuck was that?
Did I just get laid?
No, there's Raven's favorite part. When Ian... his dad or her dad?
It's Shin's dad.
When his dad is, like, Shin's dad's escaping.
Daimon is his name.
Both doors, like, both ways get blocked off.
Go on. No, yeah, no. They're running, and just, I guess, security kicked in. And the emergency shutters are closing to try and seal them in. And shutter seals itself right in front of them. They go try and turn back around the other way. Shutter seals behind them. Oh, crap, we're stuck. Hey, let's go through this unlocked fucking door that's right here into the next hallway over.
Worst trap room ever!
I'm sitting there, why the fuck?
and
is there a door there?
And while all this is going on, Shin is at the boat docks, just sitting there, like, probably having windows...
I sense my baby is in danger.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
calling to me.
That was the part where we figured it out, because before that we were like, I wonder if she's pregnant, and then you start seeing him going... Someone is calling out to me, and we were like, no. I must go save. Someone's calling me. I have to go save them. Maybe, no.
Maybe.
There is a child in you. Fuck.
Maybe. Oh my god.
AJ, you were calling shit left, right, and center.
And yeah,
I predicted a good half of that movie.
And then Shin's like running like super fucking fast. He's jumping over cars and shit.
Is Itchy spent most of the movie going, I bet this is gonna happen next. Boom.
Immediately.
There it is. Like, tell me I'm wrong.
Oh my god. That is the same thing.
Yeah.
Just the wings are fully formed.
But no, at least two times during this movie, I said a thing and then it immediately happened. One being that, and the second being when the android pulled face off.
The fatality attack?
I was going to say, before the fatality, can we talk, though, about... That was actually a pretty good fight.
Yeah.
The funny thing was, after the professor or whatever the fuck, you know, he kills the love interest, the mother of the child, with a pretty damn good squib effect.
Okay, guys, I can't.
No.
Aye.
Really? Okay.
There was another.
You guys make the joke. It's funny. I make the joke.
We didn't make an eye icon joke.
There's also a really cute scene earlier, though, quickly, where, like, she, like, goes over to Shin, like, and he's transformed and everything, and she's like, I'm sorry! And, hugs him, and she just literally goes in for a hug. The hug is long. I was like, oh, he's the Kamen Rider who loves.
It's creepy, but cute at the same time, somehow.
So with the professor, though, you know, he shoots and kills Ai, right?
Yeah.
And Shin just throws a chair at him, and he's out for
a minute. Yeah! He goes down.
But then he's pissed. Right?
Yep.
And so then we get our second henshin, and this one, the effects went up, because we see, like, smoke and light
fucking
shows.
Fucking Tron moment.
And, although, I was just going, okay, guy, look, I understand you're mad, this is overkill, because this is an old man who has no means of defending himself.
He had a gun.
No.
And then the monster shows up anyway, so...
No, that's what I was gonna say.
Hey, good thing I was henshin!
We're watching the movie, and I'm just like, wait, is this the end? This is pretty anticlimactic. Oh, there's the cyborg, yeah! We forgot about the cyborg!
One other thing I wanted to mention before you get into the final fight, like when I and the professor are trying to escape, like this is after she uses her first fucking baby shockwave attack. There's this one part where they get to a couple of locked doors and they're trying to open the door, and if you pay real close attention, it looks like I is trying to hump the door to activate the shockwave.
Actually, no, before we get to...
And I think she does, doesn't she?
Before we get to the final fight,
Jesus Christ!
Cell mentioned... I get it, Cell, final fight. Anyway, but more or less, Cell, you just mentioned about the chair thing, and where it reminded me of a YouTube video that I watched, where there's one, it's called Mad Tea Party. It's
so weird.
And it's so fucking hilarious, but there's one scene where the Mad Hatter, he's walking off, and you just hear someone shout out, take your damn chair with you, and they wail the chair at him.
It's fucking hilarious.
I just wanted to say, because we won't go too into it, but the fight itself was actually pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
It was a fun little fight. Cyborg versus mutant. Who will win?
Yeah, Shin fucking has, like, regenerative capabilities.
So he's gonna win.
Yeah.
No Rider kick, though.
He gets knocked into, like, a fuse box that, like, opens up completely.
No Rider kick. But he has a Rider fatality.
Oh, fuck.
Full on fatality.
Fucking... Breaks the fucker's neck, takes his
grabbed
head
him by the fucking neck
skull,
and rips out his spine and skull in
No, he didn't
and
rip
it,
like it out.
Predator.
It literally, like, he didn't rip it out. It's more or less, he broke it in the body.
Yeah, and I'm not usually a fan of gore, but that was actually really well put together.
Although then, like, because...
And then it started attacking him.
Yeah. Well, the best thing was, the face opens, and we see what is clearly a countdown... And we're all just like, oh, we're all like, yeah, it's gonna blow up. Gets a little quiet for a second, and I'm just like, here's your wedding present, Mr. Powers. A kamikaze bride from me, Dr. Evil.
Damn it.
It was so perfect.
Yeah. Oh, can we talk about the helicopter scene?
Why not?
Oh my god!
Yeah,
him
dangling from
great.
The helicopter? Because they, like, trap it, yeah.
Yeah, they grab his father in the net. And Shin jumps up to try and grab him, and they
catch him in some other
sort of net.
So, yeah, in case you don't know, though, like, at this point, the CIA and the security guards are at each other's necks, so hell of a security team, I guess.
Yeah, the guy in the helicopter with the fucking missile launcher fires, like, six fucking missiles at
that guy was awesome.
I was like, whoa.
What is this, a Sentai film?
Yeah, it had security on
all
there.
All those explosions. It's like a Sentai film is being filmed.
What?
Yeah,
they had, like, security, like, on patches, like, on the side of the ship, so I was like, oh, it's security force.
But here's the thing, though, that is actually really... confusing.
Hmm?
Is Ai dead?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, is she... Like the,
she was she shot died. In the back.
She was like,
but that doesn't mean that she's dead. You never
saw the fact that you see her die is the fact that she's
but
dead.
But no, like, you never saw the bullets actually go through her.
Doesn't and need to
dude,
go
dude, that's
through.
Worse.
She barely went, like, I
that
won't...
That means they're still inside and potentially shredded a bunch
of shit. Okay, but how about this? If she's dead, how's the baby still alive?
Mutant.
It's a...
Magic grasshopper
baby. The fucker
baby.
Got conceived the day before. It's already forming eyes and sentences.
It's already
got
more or less gone.
Powers.
Maybe yet maybe. Somehow isn't formed a bump.
It started singing to him at the end of the goddamn movie.
That wasn't it.
That was
singing.
A joke.
I don't care.
But more actually,
I declared it.
Actually, canon. I want to bring up that song, Cuckoo. God.
Can we not?
There was a quickly funny scene where, like, he's walking down the sewer tunnel holding eye, and then all of a sudden... Eyes, like, vagina starts glowing, and he just, the look on his face, he looks down like, what the fuck?
Oh, we never finished talking about the helicopter scene.
Oh, yeah, like, so his dad gets caught, and he hangs on, and apparently the he tries to cut his dad out, and apparently the net gains sentience or something, because
it, like,
wraps, something
wraps
around,
wraps around
him. I don't know what the hell is going on. Meanwhile,
smart net from Acme.
Meanwhile, CIA lady,
yeah.
You know, she's all but dead. She manages to grab the rocket launcher, a very nice nod to my role in the end of Condition Zero, and shoots the rocket and just...
Nails fucking helicopter.
The helicopter crashes back into the building, and the whole building explodes.
Like,
yeah!
The best part was that it caused, like, a small explosion, fairly sized for a helicopter, and then in reaction to the small explosion, the entire building goes down!
And I'm just like, I guess the dad died.
Yeah!
And I'm just like,
you
hey, would you look at that? Jet fuel does melt steel beams.
We literally get no confirmation on whether he survived or not. The next shot is Shin carrying Ai through the fucking sewers under the building, apparently.
And that's the movie.
And yeah, then
and
the
that's the end of the prologue.
No. And then the babies, like, comes out. Literally, it's just
it doesn't come out. There's flying holograms.
Yeah,
spectral.
It stares at Shin. Shin just nods. And then I guess the baby's like, my planet needs me.
Shin nodded. He understood.
No, we didn't. No, I got it, guys.
No, the best part is, like, when the singing starts happening and, like, there's glowing effects everywhere, he actually looks down and gives the most confused, what face?
What the fuck is this shit? Yes, God.
Why?
Okay. You know how the Shin outfit is different from, like... From
the modern ones?
Yeah.
Sure.
What if that's his son?
Oh!
But overall,
I love that song.
I enjoyed this movie.
I'm gonna say this: we might have said a little too much. Okay, most of the movie I'm gonna say was boring.
The early part.
Yeah, but this movie when it's on a high note, it's a fucking high note.
I would say it's definitely a watch for Ryder fans.
Give it a shot.
If only for completion.
Yeah, if you want to check it out, see what would happen if you gave Ishinomori all the control. What a mess that is.
Yeah.
And some point in the next few weeks, in the next little while, we're also going to do Jay and Zeto.
Yeah!
Both of which I've already seen.
Actually, I think we should do Zeto next week, and then Jay in January, because we have Decasember.
Oh, yeah.
Because we got one more...
January.
I was about to say it, but I'm like, that's only going to be one
and eventually week. Way too many. Eventually, we're going to watch
Decasember!
Okay.
We're not.
Oh, we have to eventually.
I will then.
Anyway.
We're not doing Zed Cross.
Anyway.
Really, that was Zed Cross.
When we do, Tom has to be here.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, I give you that one.
We're sitting Zed down, Tom
Caster needs to be here.
Because there's only been one episode.
Two. At least two, maybe
two or
three.
He's been in two or three, and he hates Zed Cross. So all of the commentary will happen.
Oh, God. Wait, can we talk about Kamen Rider Spirits then?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Anyway.
But yeah, so that's it. Hope you enjoyed this episode, because I know we did.
What a piece of Shin.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Podbean.
CastRanger.podbean.com. Follow us on iTunes.
I will check your next
Hashtag strangle itchy for puns.
Hashtag comments related.
Hashtag confirmation.
Hashtag confirmation.
Before we leave, I want you guys to think about one thing. Ishinomori did want to scare the children.
Yeah.
God. He scared me, and I'm 27.
Like I said earlier, have you read Skull Man?
There's so much shit in Skull Man.
If you want real frightening shit, kids, read the Pokemon manga. Charmeleon fucking decapitates an Arbok.
Everyone knows that.
But if you want to watch something really good, go watch Digimon Tron Crunchyroll, which came out today.
I'll be the judge of that.
Oh, I remember another shot.
We'll be the judge of nothing.
Fero stabbing a Poliwhirl right in the
fucking side of the we're off topic.
Go watch David Cronenberg versus the Fly.
See you guys later.
Peace. Thank you, and good night.